Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Olivia Kaler from the Kelowna Public Library to talk about the winter reading program they have going on there. So about the winter reading program, for people who aren't too familiar with it, can you kind of tell me a little bit about what people can expect?
You bet. The winter reading program this year is new. I devised it kind of based off of our summer reading program. So it's kind of for school-age kids, preschool on up. Teens are more than welcome to participate. The whole emphasis is on a bingo card, and there are activities, family activities, books to read, genres suggested on the bingo card. And as you complete the activities or read the books that are suggested, you have a parent initial it off. And when you have the whole card filled up, so blackout, you can bring it in for prizes and a book. You can get a prize for each straight line, or you can get, and then you get your free book for the blackout card.
Then what kind of prizes are there?
They're kind of silly. We have little rubber ducks. We have stickers. We have bubbles. We have bouncy balls and yo-yos. And then the free books range anywhere from board books up to young adult chapter books. So there's some from series. There's some that are just easy readers. There's something for everyone in our book selection as well.
Oh, fun. Have you been a part of this kind of program before? I know you mentioned the summer program, or how long have you been doing this for?
This is my first year at the Kelowna Library, so that this 2018 summer was my first summer reading program. And it's much more extensive, and it has daily events and daily activities, and it has a lot more check-in as you go. And this one I just thought, for the winter reading program, everybody's in school, so weekly, daily events probably wouldn't work so well. So we planned an event for Saturday, January 19th, and it's going to be a winter craft day. So if kids are coming into the library on Saturday from 1 to 3, we'll do kind of an open house version of winter crafts. And one of the spaces on their bingo card is to create a winter craft, so they can have it marked off by me at the library on the 19th. And then our reading program concludes on February 15th, which is a no school day. So we're going to show a movie and popcorn as our end-of-program celebration.
Then have you kind of gotten any reactions from any of the parents or the kids with any excitement or anything like that so far?
I have. Actually, both elementaries were super excited to hear that I was doing it. They have Title I reading teachers that were going to push really hard for their students to join the winter reading program, and I've already had three different parents email and ask if they can register already. I had scheduled registration for next Wednesday, but I'm not concerned. I'm letting them register now.
What kind of an impact do you think that fun reading programs like this can have on young kids?
I am an advocate for reading for enjoyment. I know that some school districts have leveled reading. I know some of them have accelerated reader. But I am an advocate for you need to read because you enjoy it, not because it's at your level. So my suggestions on the bingo cards are simply that. Read a book with a red cover. Read a book that you've already read because you love it. Read a book that your parents might laugh about. My suggestions are all reading for enjoyment.
And then for people interested in this, how can they get started?
For registration, you can register in person at the library, or you can register by email. If you email the KPL Youth email address, you can find it on our website. You can register either way, and I will send printable copies of the bingo card, or you can pick one up while you're here.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Olivia Kaler from the Kelowna Public Library to talk about the winter reading program going on at the Kelowna Public Library. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.